Joining us now to talk about those situations in marriage that might be irresolvable, whether it's decisions or conflicts, are our friends Joe and Cindy Farini, who spoke nationally with Family Life's Weekend to Remember a Marriage Getaway for over 20 years. Cindy's been on pause for prayer since 1998, and we saw them over the weekend. Welcome back, you two.
Thanks.
Good to be back.
Good morning.
Thank you.
You two have some cute grandkids. Let me just tell you that.
Aw, aren't they cute?
They are.
They are cute. We have a cute son-in-law and daughter, too.
Yeah.
Especially that son-in-law. He is adorable. I love your topic today because, to be honest with you, Sarah and I grew up in an era of that was all about conflict resolution. Like, all they did when we were kids is talk about how to resolve conflict. And so it was somewhat of a... It was like an epiphany moment for us when we learned very recently that not every conflict has to be resolved in a marriage.
Yes.
That's refreshing.
Yeah, that is refreshing.
But it's also we were embarrassed. We were like, what? No one told us this. So this happens, huh?
Well, it does happen. And I want to say, I think we could very easily get off on a tangent of who did what and why don't you do this? Because we had a fun time on our deck yesterday talking about, well, this annoys me and that annoys you. And
oh, wow.
It got to be kind of funny. But it was after I gave the topic to Lauren last week, there was a great article on the Family Life site that was highlighting something that Barbara Rainey said, and I loved this. And actually, she was quoting, and she said, from John Gottman, 69% of couples face irresolvable conflicts in one form or another for the life of their marriage. And that's interesting in and of itself. But then she said, irresolvable because no one is wrong. Those kinds of things kind of go down just to like preferences. What are your preferences? And so I think we have a lot to learn in that area, but also just in decision making. You know, sometimes we can't really move on in a direction because we aren't really like-minded in some ways, and so we have troubles making those decisions.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, and on a very small sense, Sarah and I have an ongoing conflict about clapping. Like if I'm in the car and there's clapping in a song, I feel pretty compelled to start clapping. And for her, that's like fingernails on a chalkboard. And
oh, that's funny.
Oh, no kidding.
She doesn't want people to clap unless there's applause, and then it should be brief.
Oh, that's funny. And how do you respond to that?
I try not to clap, but sometimes I can't help it. Clap or snap or whistle. Uh-huh. She doesn't like any of those things, and so I'll do them, and then I'm like, oh. Sorry about that. And she'll just smile at me. And I try not to do it. But I'm not wrong.
Sure.
It's fun.
No.
Yes, right. And that becomes the whole issue here. You know, it's a preference. She doesn't prefer it. And you do prefer to do the clapping. And so those are the kinds of things where I think we find how we respect each other. And just, you know, how we want other decisions to go, too.
Yeah. I think it's just really important to keep in mind that these irresolvable differences are just that. I mean, you just keep in mind that different is not wrong. It's just different. And as soon as we, you know, grew up in our marriage, the sooner we realize and are willing to move towards compromise, I think is really the goal in trying to address these issues in a healthy way. Trying to, tie your hands behind your back is not going to be a good, healthy, resolvable way to do this one. But I think as you learn to, you know, do what you just did, just say, I'm sorry, I'll try to keep this under control, the better it's going to be. And so communication, as always, is really the key. And realizing that the situation is one of preference. And it's just then it becomes just a matter of compromising with each other at that point.
Yes, and I think it's important to just say, too, like, just don't quit trying. You know, try to be... cautious with, careful with your spouse when you have those kinds of irresolvable conflicts. You know, we kind of wrote down a couple of different things that we said, like, what are some things that either could have been irresolvable for us that could have caused, you know, issues in making decisions, and then just some kind of quirky ones also.
Oh, but, good, you know, a because number of Lauren years really ago, wanted to know. She was suspicious that you've never had this. I could tell by the look on her
face. Sure, Brian. It was probably Brian all along. But that's okay, Brian. We're happy to share those with you.
Okay,
so if we go, let me just tell you, too, in the article that I read from that Barbara Rainey was quoting some different things, I thought it was really funny because she said one of hers and Dennis's issues was that she is the lighter packer when they would travel, and he always wanted to keep putting stuff in her luggage because it was overflowing from his. And so she said, no, you know, no, that you have your luggage and I have my luggage. And so she said, you know, she goes, well, he's really, you know, come a long way over all these years, but that he still will try to or wants to, you know, maybe add a little something to hers. But she just said, this is my luggage. And, you know, I think there are those times that you have to do that, because otherwise, not that compromise isn't good, and not that she probably doesn't sometimes say, oh, sure, I have some room, throw that pair of shoes in there or whatever. But I just think sometimes, you know, we start to take advantage of each other when we do those sorts of things. And so we want to be respectful. One of the things Joe and I had thought about was a few years ago with the vaccine, and I don't want to get all, you know, into the whole disagreement of that with so many people, because people have lost friends over it.
Yeah.
But Joe and I each chose a different route than the other. And we were very respectful of each other. And it really had to do specifically with the backgrounds of our health and our families, of why we did or didn't take it. And so, and then also our responsibility to fellow man and our own family. And so we just agreed to disagree. We didn't have fights about it. Joe researched deeply. He's a good researcher on things like that. But we each took different routes. And so that was a big decision. That was like a bigger one. But we have two little ones. And so one of my issues, and I will, you know, press all of our clothes. A lot of things that we have do have to be pressed. It's not just pull it out of the dryer. And I don't mind doing it. But when he takes the shirt that I've just pressed and pulled out of the closet and he throws it on the bed and then it sits there for a while and puts it on and it's wrinkled, I'm like, I can't keep telling. How many times have I told you how to put your, lay it down? This is how you lay it down on the bed. So I have come to the conclusion that if he doesn't care what he looks like, I've done my job. And I think you don't get a second chance at a first impression. So there you have it. I press his clothes. Anyone who sees him can recommend to him whether or not he learned how to put his shirt on the bed the proper way for wearing. Okay, Joe, your turn.
I always lay the clothes out very nicely.
Oh, wait, Brian, I have a picture. I took it this morning because I knew he would say that. Wait till you see. Wait till you see. It will be on My Marriage Matters. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. I always lay it over the chair, make sure there's no creases on it, and just smooth everything off. And
oh, there's creases on it.
And pat it down.
Yeah. Wait till I show you, because you did that on Joey's shirt right over there. Nailed.
So how do you resolve this? Let's move on.
Oh, so you know, this is, so I don't care if people who are listening, when you see Joe, that's his problem, not mine. I did the best I could.
Don't blame Cindy.
I did the best I could.
Well, I'll tell you mine, because mine's much more serious.
But he had to really think about this. He could not, he was like, now, let me think something for you. It took him a while.
It took me like 1 second.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I am a committed flosser. I floss my teeth religiously.
Well, yeah, you're a dentist.
Every day. I mean, every single day I do that. And so it really bothers me when people just don't take proper hygiene and apply it. And so Cindy does not floss, period.
And she married a dentist?
She married a dentist. She flosses 2 weeks before her dental appointment. So if the truth comes out.
That's what the rest of us do, too, by the way.
I know. But here's the kicker is that she does not have any cavities. So it just absolutely kills me to think that she can get away with not flossing, and she has no cavities, she has no periodontal disease, and she's the prettiest little lady I know. And so
I brush a lot. I do have one cavity, but it's not. I don't have cavities. I have one filling, one tiny filling.
Must have been from that lack of flossing. Joe and Cindy Farini are with us with their My Marriage Matters conversation we have frequently. This time it's how do you resolve irresolvable conflict, whether it's a small thing or, you know, or a big thing. But like a small thing, like Joe crumpling up his shirt and basically throwing it in the garbage after she's ironed it. Right, Cindy? Is that kind of how it works?
That's thank you, Brian. Very good. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it.
And nice Cindy is like...
That's right. Okay, so what's next for us in this? You've given some really wonderful examples, because every couple has this kind of stuff. Every couple.
Sure, for sure. Well, then I think really you just need to decide together what to do as a couple. And I want to really emphasize this is between you as a couple, you know, and I don't think I've ever talked to anybody about how Joe doesn't put the shirts on the bed the way that I want them. I've never talked to a friend and said, you know, I can't believe Joe doesn't, you know, do what I'm asking him to do about this shirt. It's really just it's just a small issue between them.
Just a couple million people at conferences.
Now we have. Now we have.
And everyone listening this morning, but there's that.
Air our
dirty laundry. But really, I think, you know, it's something that you as a couple should decide as a couple. And so even if it's small things, but if it's larger things, like I earlier said, it was a health issue kind of thing, you know, those are the things that you decide together. And then you move forward and you say, you know, especially for the big issues, we've decided on this. I don't agree with you. You don't agree with me, but we move forward. And then from that you say, and whatever happens, whether we've made the right decision or the wrong decision, we don't throw that up in each other's faces and say, well, see, if you would have done this, you know, you want to make sure that you understand each other, that you're coming from, really, you want this to come from a heart of love, not from something that you're just disputing with each other all the time.
Yeah, and one sobering truth that I've had to learn over the years in the city still reminds me about this one, is that I don't always have to be right about everything all the time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it because I have a preference of doing things one way or the other, I am not going to mandate that in any way to her, and vice versa to me as well. I mean, you know, I mean, changes, I mean, is not a bad thing, but, you know, change is just part of a life, and learning to compromise is a process. And I mean, as you know, without process, there is no change. But the reality is that sometimes it's not bad if you have your preferences and you can just go on and live your life the way you would normally like to do. And just, you know, just it's never easy sometimes in these situations. All you need to do is just take the right next step and move towards compromise.
Yes,
but
and
you,
I think
you know, that, yeah. Cindy, though, it's those. It's sometimes it's those small things that end up wrecking marriages. Like somebody might come to you two at a conference and go, my husband, I iron his shirt. He puts it on the bed. I've told him I don't like it. He doesn't respect me.
Yes. Well, I would say, you know, in some ways there may be truth to that because he's not paying attention to something that's important to her. But I also would say there are some things that you just have to let go of. I think that will be harder for some people than others. You know, I remember early in my marriage, I remember just saying to the Lord, help me forget some things that aren't that important, whether it be disagreements or things that Joe said or even things that I would have said, because I think sometimes we hold on to those things and we just don't let go of them. And then what you just said happens. You come down the road and pretty soon you're in divorce court. We used to have a real cute video that they would show at conferences, and it was a couple decorating a tree, and she wanted one thing, he wanted another, and then they would fast forward to 25 years later, and they're each decorating half of the tree, and they're throwing tinsel on the tree, and they're like mad at each other. And I think to myself,
on one side of the tree.
Yeah, on one side of the tree. And I think, and then the other, if it gets on the other side, they throw it back to the other side. And so I think you look at those kinds of things, and that's exactly right. And there would be, when we would get the opportunity to speak on the topic of conflict, one of the things I would say, let's look back at that video in our minds here. We just saw that. And if you, any of you who are here and you are on a second marriage, if you could trace back and back and back to what happened, what one foolish thing set off the pattern to where you are now here on your second marriage? And that isn't to cause another conflict in their marriage, but to say that is how human nature is. We get caught in something and we just aren't willing to let go of it. And then that becomes just irresolvable.
And things just escalate.
Yes, that's a good word.
And get out of hand. And it's just unfortunate because this didn't have to end this way. And many times, you know, in a divorce court. But as Cindy said, it really begins a lot of times with just this little thing, a little annoyance that begins to get worse and worse and worse and gets bigger and bigger in your mind until that thing just kind of explodes into, you know, other issues.
Yeah, and I would say if, you know, for somebody who's listening and saying, you know, I have a particular issue that I just can't let go of or my spouse is just like driving me crazy about, I would just say, you know, we all are going to have times where we have to deal with issues of change and we have to meet those head on. So in just our silly example about the shirt, you know, I have shared with Joe my frustration with that because I take the time to press the shirt. But then I just think, like, what is more important, our relationship or the silly shirt? And I don't want to lose our relationship over something that's silly. And so I just embrace it and we laugh about it. And, you know, down the road, if he decides to fix the shirt the right way, that'll be great. But you know what? He's a cool guy.
I love that you slip
anyway. And if it's wrinkled, it's wrinkled. Do you know what I mean?
Or that t-shirt.
Or that's what I gave him this morning, just a t-shirt to wear. So you know, you really have to embrace whatever that situation is. And then, as you are planning different things and you're trying to make some of these decisions, just be cautious, be careful, you know, consider each other. And then if the decision has to be, you know, not something as really as minor as what we're talking about, maybe it's a bigger decision, you're trying to plan an activity in your life or something, just be really open-minded to what the other person has to say and clarify things that you aren't understanding that they might be expressing.
Yeah, I mean, there are some times that, you know, the other individual is much better at making this type of a decision. I mean, if going back to the vaccine question or any issue really regarding health, we'll go back and forth on these things. And eventually Cindy will just say kind of default to me, since my background is more in, you know, medicine and health and biology and so on. And she'll just kind of default to me and say, okay, whatever you think is best, that's what we'll move forward on. But when it comes to home economics, I mean, I'm bailing out of that thing as quickly as possible because she is by far the better person on this one. And I may have my opinions, but goodness, that's just foolish for me to think that I'm going to, you know, do something better than her.
And in one other area too, like if you have certain passions, something you're really passionate about, I think there's often times where you get married and you think, oh, it's so wonderful that my spouse is so passionate about something. Then you get married and a few years down the road, it has become not a passion. It may still be that spouse's passion, but to you, it's a frustration and or an annoyance. And so those are the kinds of things I think you have to work through and say, you know, how can I help my spouse develop that passion or hobby or whatever, even if it's not something that's in the decision-making process for you, you don't really care about it.
Yeah, it's good.
Very good. Well, it's just about 7 o'clock, so time flies when you're hanging out with Joe and Cindy Farini. Maybe she'll start flossing, Joe, after this. I don't know.
I'm not holding my breath.
I told them last night, wait, I'm getting out the floss.
Flossing is so boring. It's boring and annoying. But anyway, he's a dentist and you married him. So all that to say,
he should floss.
If folks want more information or they want to hear this over again or get some resources, how do they connect to you two?
We'd love to have them come to the Facebook My Marriage Matters page. And we'd love to have them there. This audio will air either late tonight or tomorrow, as soon as possible. And then maybe I'll have a picture there of the shirt that Joe thinks he did such a good job putting over there on the top of the towels.
That's right.
I would love to see that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. It'll be, you'll get it in about 30 seconds
after
we
hang up. I'll put some floss on top of it.
You two You are the greatest. Thanks again. Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.